Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I got nothing. I've often wanted to say that and then sit down and see what people would do. You ever have those days or those weeks or those months where you just got nothing? Now, that's a New Yorker in me talking. Most of you would say it a little more refined. You would say, I'm tapped out, or I'm emotionally spent, or I just don't have any more funds to help. I don't have any more health in me. I don't have any more steam in me. I'm just done. I got nothing. I understand the disciples in this story, because they were not being facetious. They were not being stingy. They knew that they had absolutely nothing. And so they were being logical. And they asked Jesus to do the right thing. You remember the story. Jesus wanted to withdraw. He wanted to get away from it all. So he left for a place that was deserted. And of course, the crowds found out and they followed him. And because they followed him, he had such compassion that he stopped what he was doing and he began to heal them. Now, you can imagine in an authentic healing service that people would not want to leave. Even those who may not have needed physical healing, just watching the folks around them getting healed must have been a wonderful sight. And so they stayed and they stayed and they stayed. And finally, the disciples saw what was happening and how late it was getting. And out of compassion, they said to Jesus, look, you're going to have to send these people away so that they can go to the villages before all the shops are closed and they can get some food. Otherwise, they're going to be hungry all night. And perhaps they were thinking that they too had forgotten to pack a lunch. And maybe it would be a good idea if they went out and got some food. So you can imagine their bemusement when Jesus said, oh, they don't have to leave. You can feed them. I'm sure they scratched their heads at that one and wondered what he was talking about. And they said, look, all we have here is a little bread and a little fish. There's just not that much to go around. And the next thing Jesus said is a very important part of the text. He didn't say, well, distribute it and see how far you get. He said, bring it to me. And so they bring their puny offering to him. And you know the rest of the story, that it all multiplied. He blessed it. He broke it. It not only fed all these people, but then they had leftovers. And I think that this has a great deal to say to us today when we're all tapped out, when we say, I've got nothing. When we bring what little we have to Jesus, God gives the resources that we need. I am reminded of a story that I heard in my childhood. My mother tells the story that her parents were raising the children during the Great Depression. The parents were itinerant workers. They were illiterate. My grandfather only had seasonal work, and there were 8 children in the family. Now, you can imagine during the Great Depression how awful this was for everyone, but it was especially terrible for people who were homeless. They weren't called homeless at that time. They were called hobos or tramps. And they would go, men especially, would go from town to town looking for work and looking for food. Anytime they showed up at my grandparents' house, whatever was in the house, Grandma would bring to the back door and set it out, and they would feast on whatever was there, whether it was the homemade bread that she had made or pasta, whatever was around, she would feed them. It would make the family nuts. They said, we have so little ourselves, and look at what you're doing. You're giving away our only food. But my mother reports that They never went hungry. The family never lacked for any food. And my grandmother said, I must give, God will provide our needs. Little is much in the hands of Jesus. When you give what you need, when you give what you have to Jesus and say, look, it's all I've got, it's not much, but use it the way you see fit, miracles happen. I was at a minister's meeting, and you know, when we ministers get together, we like to do two things, brag and complain. So this time I was bragging. And I was bragging on my congregation, and I was telling them about an incident where we had a year, and it was a year from heck. It was an awful year. We had crises. It seemed every month there was a crisis. And there were people in our congregation who were on the brink of homelessness. There were premature deaths. There were just struggles that hit home for us. And it was an awful year for the congregation. But I was bragging that after that year, when I looked back, not only did God meet every need, but the congregation rose up to every challenge and met it. And they didn't have the resources to, but they seemed to meet every challenge. And afterwards, a colleague came to me, and he was a very fine pastor. He had pastored a lot of churches. And he said to me, I've never experienced that. He said, the reason being that whenever we had disasters, the congregations that I was in said, we can't handle that. Send them away. They were being logical. They weren't being mean or uncaring. They looked at their budgets. They looked at what they had in their hands and said, it's not enough. We've got to send them someplace else. We can't handle this. And I felt so sorry for his congregations because they missed the miracle. You see, we are the most powerful, not when we have million-dollar budgets, not when we have all the resources we need. We are the most powerful when we've got nothing. And we've got to give that little away and say, Lord, I don't know what it can do, but you know. Take it. The reason that the church fails is not because we lack, it's because we don't give what we have and say, I'm going to give it and trust that God will give the resources for God's work. So don't miss out on the miracle. When we're emotionally tapped out, when we're physically tapped out, when we feel like we cannot give another thing, that's when we say, Lord, here it is, whatever it is, I'm giving it to you, and I'm trusting that you will help me to meet that need. And let's see miracles happen. Let us pray. Lord, I thank you that your economy is not ours, and that you enable us to do so much with so little. Thank you, Lord, for that lesson so long ago in the hills of Galilee that echo in our hearts and lives today. And help us this week not to look at what we lack, but at all you have. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.